Needs very little introduction. I've got him down, Jeremy Corbyn, MP for Islington South. Jeremy and I have shared many a platform, particularly on the Stop the War Coalition of recent times, and he has been very much involved not only in the Stop the War Coalition, but in terms of also defending the rights of Palestinians and supporting the Palestinian people. Jeremy.
Thank you very much, Carol, and thank you all for being here today. The Stop the War Coalition has always had on its masthead stop the war in Iraq, but also justice for the Palestinian people. The two things are, in my view, inextricably linked together. You will not achieve peace in Palestine or anywhere in the Middle East without addressing the fundamental causes of war, namely the injustice in the way in which people are treated. And no one is more unjustly treated than the Palestinian people at the present time. And if anyone believed that the American and British war against Iraq was to do with anything other than economic advantage, oil and military power, the news today from Iraq is that as of this morning, the southern Iraqi oil refineries and oil wells are under the control of an American oil company. Nobody should be in the least bit surprised about that. This was a war for resources, and we now see, in effect, the privatization of an entire country to the cronies of George Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney, and all the rest of them. The Iraqi people are the first guinea pigs. They're the first guinea pigs of the project for the new American century. This rally today is in solidarity with the Palestinian people. I've been told this roadmap is a road to peace and a road to justice. The cynic in me says that whenever the United States and Britain want support from Middle Eastern countries, they propose a new peace process for the Middle East. And once the war is over, they forget that peace process. It seems to me that this peace process has an awful lot of Israeli locks on those gates. There will never be peace in the region until a number of things are accepted. Firstly, that the plight of the Palestinian people, thrown off their land and their homes in 1948, has to be recognized, have the ability to return and be able to live in peace, free from bombardment, free from assassination squads, free from occupation, and free from the settlements. There also has to be a little less sanctimonious lecturing around the world about breaches of UN resolutions until it is accepted around the world that the biggest breacher of UN resolutions of all time is the State of Israel. And that the one country we know has weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East is the State of Israel. How do we know it? Because Mordecai Vanunu has spent 14 years in prison for telling us the truth about Israel's nuclear weapons program. And we have a particular duty in this country, and I, as a member of Parliament for the British Labour Party, have a particular duty to expose the hypocrisy of arming the State of Israel, funding the State of Israel, equipping the armies of the State of Israel, knowing full well that those weapons are being used to kill and maim Palestinian people. We must stop all arms trade with Israel as of now. And the way to achieve a free Palestine is obviously through international solidarity and support. That means including those brave people in the peace movement in Israel who recognize the only way of bringing about peace is by making peace and recognition of the cause of the Palestinian people, and recognising that many Palestinians have been assassinated, have laid down their lives for the cause of their families and their freedom. And international observers have been assassinated as well in attempting to tell the world what the truth is about what's going on in Palestine at the present time. This injustice has to be addressed. This injustice has to be addressed by real international solidarity and concerted action. I am fed up with having just to march, to meet and to demonstrate, and being told there is some inextricable problem over the Palestinian peace process. There isn't an inextricable problem. There is a problem of illegal, unwarranted, immoral, wrong occupation of Palestine by an occupying force. And having visited Palestine several times over the past few years, as many have said, going from Israel into Palestine is like going from the First World into the Third. To visit Gaza is to visit an open prison. To visit the West Bank is to visit a nation under occupation, with the occupying forces putting the entire population under surveillance, with secret police controlling the situation, collecting information and using it to further repress the cause of Palestinian freedom. Today, here, in this historic square, Trafalgar Square, where we've met and marched for so many freedoms, let's redouble our efforts, international solidarity, peace through justice, through the freedom of the Palestinian people. Long live Palestine. Thank you.